أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. احشر الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained in the Surah Saffat that the non-believers will start fighting with one another on the day of Qiyamah and accusing one another of leading them astray. Then Allah Ta'ala will have the announcement made by the Malaika, احشر الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم. جمع کرو گنہگاروں کو اور ان کے جوروں کو. That gather all the sinners and all their partners. That is all the people who are committing the same type of sin. Those people who are taking interest, get them together, and all who are associated with taking interest, put them together. Those who are committing adultery, bring them one side, and with whom they all committed adultery, put that group one side. Those who used to drink liquor together, put them together. All the wrongdoers, they will be made in partners like this, and they will be gathered, and everyone will see these are those people which the major sins which were in their lives, which they were guilty of. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ اور جو کچھ پوچھتے تھے. And whatever they were worshipping, put that also together with them. Whether they are the idols of the past or the modern idols of technology today, etc. And we believe these things are the doers. All these things will be gathered with them, and then they will be, their guilt will be made known to all the different groups that will be there. Min dunillah, those things they worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala, who they believed had got power and who controlled their lives besides Allah Ta'ala. فَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ سِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ پھر چلاو ان کو دوزخ کی راہ پر. Now drive them towards Jahannam. All the groups will be going, these wrongdoers, towards Jahannam. All of them, whichever groups they were in, they will be put together and they will be driven to Jahannam, just like animals are driven and taken to a place. And then on the way, it will be announced and said, وَقِفُهُمْ اور کھرا رکھو ان کو. Stop them. They are going to be interrogated further still. Innahum mas'ulun, unko poochna hai. They are going to be now further interrogated. And interrogation is a great azab on its own. A person starts sweating heavily when he is interrogated heavily. Ma'alakum la tanasurun. And the interrogation will start in this way. Kya hua tumko ek dusre ki madad nahi karte? What has happened to you? You are not helping one another. In the world, all of you, what you are wrong doing, you stood for one another. You knew this person is following a wrong ideology, but you followed him. You knew that drugs are evil and haram, but yet you supported the idea, trying to legalize drugs, etc. Abortion, you legalized it also. You stood for one another. So much so that you even now the world is going towards legalizing prostitution also. And all these haram things, they all stood for one another. Now why don't you help one another? Yeah, you are accusing one another. You made me go astray. You were the one of the cause. You told me to do this. You forced me to do that. Now you are accusing one another. How in the world you stood for one another? Why don't you stand for one another? Yeah, also now. بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ کوئی نہیں وہ آج اپنے آپ کو پکرواتے ہیں. Nothing, but today they will know their guilt and they will just have to submit to this. They will know there is nothing that can help us and nobody is going to stand for us and nobody is going to help us. وَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ اور مو کیا بعضوں نے بعضوں کی طرف لگے پوچھنے. And then they will face one another and they will start accusing one another. Now that will be azab from their own side as well. Whenever something goes wrong, unfortunately in this world also, if our islah is not made, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the business, then everyone starts accusing one another. You were the cause of this, you were the cause of that. So like that, this azab will be on the day of Qiyamah. قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ بولے کہ تم ہی تو تھے کہ آتے تھے ہم پر داہنے طرف سے. Well, some of them will say it was you who came to us from the right side. By the right side is also meant that you forced us. You made us believe in this. You made us do that. You led us astray. And many times when people are caught and then they blame one another, actually you find out later that both of them are equally guilty. Each one of them wanted that son. Now just to try and save themselves, they blame one another. قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وہ بولے کوئی نہیں پر تم ہی نہ تھے یقین لانے والے. The other group will say, don't blame us. We are not to blame. You were such that you were not going to bring iman. You were the ones who desired all this bad, etc. Just like it comes in another part of the Quran Sharif, Shaitan will say on the day of Qiyamah, I did not force anyone to commit guna. I only showed you the roads of guna. I told you, look at this woman, do this here, do that there, you yourself did it, now don't blame me. And today I can't help you and you can't help me. So a wise person will take this lesson and not fall in the trap of shaitan and the trap of nafs. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانَ اور ہمارے تم پر کچھ زور نہ تھا. We had no power to force you to commit your sins and to do all the wrong and evil you were doing. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ پر تم ہی تھے لوگ حد سے نکل چلے جانے والے. It was you who transgressed all the bounds. Today also friends, they encourage one another, let's go to the disco, let's go to a nightclub, etc. If something goes wrong, an accident takes place, then they start blaming one another. Like that they on the day of Qiyamah also, that those who have told one another, let's do this, let's do that, and there everything is going to go wrong on the day of Qiyamah. Then they all will start blaming one another. They will say that it was you who were transgressing all the bounds. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا. So ثابت ہو گئے ہم پر بات ہمارے رب کی. Then all of them will have to admit that Allah's decision has overtaken us. And nobody will be given any punishment until he will be fully convinced himself, I was the great wrongdoer and I deserve this punishment fully. You won't have any doubt that I'm guilty of this punishment. Inna ladha'iqun. Beshak humko maza chakhna hai. Now we will have to go and taste the punishment. This is on the way to Jahannam where all this will be happening. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ فَإِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ. ہم نے تم کو گمراہ کیا جیسے ہم خود تھے گمراہ. And they will admit that we misled you just as we were misled. Just like Shaitan had declared with regard to whom Allah has informed us all that he's our open enemy. He said that I've been misled, I'm going to mislead all the other people also. And I'm going to take my group and make it bigger and bigger and go into Jahannam. Muslims are those fortunate people that we have got all this information, first hand information we have got. But unfortunately it will be ours, the saddest case will be ours if we still fall prey to all this. And we don't take heed of what information, inside information that we have got, nobody else has got. And directly from Allah Ta'ala. And such information which is protected 100%. But still if we fall in the trap of shaitan, there is nobody more unfortunate and stupid than what we will be. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. So وہ سب اس دن تکلیف میں شریک ہے. So on that day, all of them will be gathered in the azab of Allah Ta'ala, the azab in the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. ہم ایسا ہی کیا کرتے ہیں گنہگاروں کے حق میں. Allah says, this is how we treat the non-believers. This is our system. Those who disbelieved, we find them guilty in an open court case. And they are convinced that they are guilty. And now they have to face the consequences and the other. إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون. وہ تھے کہ ان سب سے جب کوئی کہتا کسی کی بندگی نہیں سوا اللہ کے تو غرور کرتے. They were all such that when they were told that there is nobody to be worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala, then they showed their pride. Thus we all will be happy that we are believing in La ilaha illallah. But yet this ayat makes it clear that when a person must not have pride. How many of us, instead of the pleasure of Allah, we look at the pleasure of our nafs and we commit sin? How many for our pride sake, our laziness sake, we give preference to that over the commands of Allah? So there is shirk in that also. How many of us feel we are the owners of our actions? What I want to do, I will do. And my life is in my control. That is also a type of shirk. Everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So it is necessary that a person makes effort to remove all the shirk from his life. And he goes with complete tawheed. Otherwise the consequences will be very grave in the year after. So Allah has depicted the scenes for us, not just to read and hear, but to take a lesson and make our lives accordingly. وآخر دعوانا.